Hi, my name is Magnus. You are listening to Check It In, Check It Out, a radio show for kids all about the library, the Elgin County Library. I hope you enjoy the show.
I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out.
Thank you, Magnus. Magnus gets his books and movies at the Springfield Library, which is near his house. There's a library near you, too. You will find one in Elmer, Stratfordville, or Fort Burwell. All you need is a library card to borrow books, movies, or CDs. I'm Julie Berry, host of Check It In, Check It Out, coming to you from 105.9 Radio Debris in the beautiful town of Elmer, Ontario. Just about everybody has been on a school bus before, right? We all know what they look like. Big, bright yellow vehicles with flashing red lights whenever they stop to let kids off or on. They stop at railroad tracks, too. Big yellow school buses are very predictable and very hard to miss. Today's show is about two things, planet Earth and a school bus. We are all living on this beautiful blue planet served from the sun called Earth. Earth is like a school bus in some ways. Earth is predictable. Earth always travels around the sun in about 365 days, and Earth spins on an axis every 24 hours. Earth doesn't use gasoline like a school bus. Earth doesn't have flashing red lights, and Earth doesn't stop at railway tracks. Earth just keeps on traveling around the sun and spinning on its axis. Let's begin with a beautiful story called The Earth Gives More. Sometimes we forget to be thankful for this planet we call home. All the people and the animals and the bugs and the trees and the flowers have the same home, and it's called Earth. The story today is read by a mother. She's reading it to her little baby, but that baby is watching and listening.
Feel the wind blow through your hair. As you breathe the clean, fresh air, run barefooted through the grass. Watch the clouds change as they pass. Swim the ocean, shape the sand. Give the beach a helping hand. Float, play, clear away. Still, the earth gives more. Leaves of green turn yellow-red, spin and swirl around your head. Scoop them all into a heap. Get a running start and glee! Spread the leaves to feed the grounds. Take in all of nature's sound. Crunch and scatter, forest chatter. Still, the earth gives more. Stormy weather chills the air, bundle like a polar bear. Snowflakes ride the winter breeze, sail on sleds and glide on skis. Fill the feeder on the tree, birds below watch patiently. Forage, wait, hibernate, still the earth gives more. Sunbeams stretch with all their might, share their power, warmth, and light. Hear the distant thunder crash. First a drizzle, then we splash. Raindrops fall and shoots push through. Rise and bloom, begin anew. Shine, sow, shower, grow. Still the earth gives more. Wish on stars in nighttime skies. Welcome every new surprise. Do your part, use what you know. Help the earth to thrive and grow. Guard the land and air and seas. What is left without all these? Love, respect, befriend, protect. so the earth gives more.
So where does the school bus come into our show? Right now, our next story is The Magic School Bus and the Climate Challenge. It was written by Joanna Cole and illustrated by Bruce Deegan. Now, this book has got so much going on that I won't be able to read everything in it, but I'll read the part about the school bus and where it goes. The driver of the bus is a teacher, and her name is Ms. Prism. She's a little unusual. Well, she's a very unusual. So are you all buckled up? This isn't going to be your usual slow stop and start, follow the road kind of school bus ride. Hold on to your hats. The Magic School Bus and the Climate Challenge by Joanna Cole, illustrated by Bruce Deegan. Have you heard about our teacher, Ms. Frizzle? Almost every day, something weird happens in her class. For example, take the day we started to study global warming. We were going to put on a play about Earth and all the changes that are happening. The Frizz, that's what we call her, had brought a book from home, and we were using the pictures to help us paint the scenery. The book was kind of old. Ms. Frizzle has had it since she was 9 years old. It came out before things really started heating up, she said. I'll go online to get new pictures, said Wanda. She headed for a computer, but Ms. Frizzle was already out the door. Come on, class, she called. Bring my book, please. Before you could say North Pole, the Frizz herded us onto the school bus. She pushed a few buttons and pulled a few levers. Then, we were on our way to the Arctic Sea, a place with a completely different climate. Dorothy Ann has a notebook, and in her notebook she has some notes that will help us understand some of the words in our story. So the first page in Dorothy Ann's notebook is about climate. Here's what she wrote. The climate of an area is its usual weather, and the global climate is the usual weather of the whole world. When we got to the Arctic Sea, Dorothy Ann opened Miss Frizzle's old book. The pictures showed ice everywhere. There was still plenty of ice in the Arctic, but a lot had melted and more was melting all the time. And in another notebook by Shirley, her note says, melting is happening at the Arctic, Greenland, and the Antarctic. It's also happening on mountaintops like the ones in Glacier National Park. Melting causes more melting. This is from Tim's notebook. Ice is white. White reflects most of the sunlight that hits it, so the sun can't heat up the ice. Water is not white. It absorbs most of the sunlight that hits it, so the water gets warmer. This starts a dangerous loop. The warm water melts more ice, and that means there's more water, and this water takes in more sunlight. So the water gets warmer and melts even more ice, and so on, until all the ice is gone. Meanwhile, back on the bus, Ms. Frizzle steered the bus plane all over the earth, and we saw changes everywhere. Global warming was melting permafrost that's usually frozen, making a very muddy mess for people who are used to living in a frozen area of the world. Global warming is causing the sea levels to rise, so people who live on very low-lying islands are getting flooded all the time and will need to find a new place to live someday. And global warming is making some places where food was grown all the time too dry and turning it into desert instead of farmland. Global warming is causing stronger hurricanes and tornadoes and more forest fires and bigger blizzards. It causes animals and plants to die or to have to move, and strange weather can hurt food crops. Aren't you children wondering why the earth is getting warmer and warmer? Asked Ms. Frizzle. Actually, we were wondering why she was steering the bus plane higher and higher. Most of today's warming is caused by the increasing level of heat-trapping gases in the atmosphere, said the Frizz. Heat-trapping gases are also called greenhouse gases. She had that funny gleam in her eye. We could tell something interesting was about to happen. The Frizz was going to show us how the atmosphere could make the Earth get warmer. She had flown up so we could look down on the Earth. She gave us special microscope goggles. We could see the gas molecules in the air. Now our teacher opened the bus door. "Catch a sunbeam, kids," she said, cheerfully pushing us out. We started sliding toward the Earth on our own personal sunbeams. Our sunbeams landed gently and warmed the soil. As the heat started rising from the Earth, we found ourselves going right along with it. "What an opportunity," shouted the Frizz. "We're going to learn about the greenhouse effect." The greenhouse gases trapped some of the heat. That heat headed back to Earth again. It raised the Earth's temperature even higher than before. "We're going down to Earth again. We're being frizzled again." And down they went on their sunbeams towards Earth. As we went back to Earth, we looked down. Carbon dioxide, or CO2, was rising into the air. "A lot of extra CO2 is made when people burn fossil fuels," said the Frizz. Wow, we had finally found out what was causing climate change. It was mostly people, including us. We panicked. "How can we stop global warming?" we wailed. "One way is to use less energy," the Frizz said. "Another way is to use alternative energy. That's energy made with less or no fossil fuels." Our teacher shooed us back on the bus plane. Like it or not, we were on our way to see some alternative energy. We set out to see generators, machines that make electricity. Most generators burn fossil fuels to spin their turbines and make electricity. Alternative generators make it without fossil fuels. In the countryside, we saw another alternative: windmills. The wind turned the blades. "Anything that moves has energy," the Frizz said, "and energy can be made into electricity." As we flew over a desert, we heard a loud crunch. Out the window, we saw the bus plane's wings fall off. "Miss Frizzle," we yelled, but she didn't seem to notice. She was too busy telling us about more alternative energy. This time, she pointed to a huge solar generator below. The bus made a crash landing. Oops, we mean a splash landing. We were floating in a solar-heated swimming pool. Ms. Frizzle kept talking, telling us about solar cells. They make energy directly from the sun, with no moving parts. The bus stopped being a pool toy, so we rode into town. Everywhere, people were saving energy. Instead of driving private cars, many were using trains, buses, taxis, and bikes, as well as more fuel-efficient vehicles. Ms. Frizzle pulled a bright green lever. At once, the bus morphed into a hybrid vehicle that ran on gasoline and a rechargeable battery. "Can we please go back to school, Ms. Frizzle?" we begged. "We've been on this bus too long." For once, our teacher listened. "We're back," the Frizz exclaimed, pulling into the school parking lot. We put our goggles back on and we saw greenhouse gases all over the place. We had to start saving energy right away. "Conserve, conserve, conserve," shouted the Frizz. "Recycle, recycle, recycle." We started making changes at our school. There was plenty of room for improvement. Then we called the mayor of our town. Then we wrote to the prime minister. We told everyone, "Let's cut down on greenhouse gases now." Finally, we had time to put on our play. It was about everything we had seen on our trip. We showed what global warming was doing to our planet, and we told about how people can help. Can you believe it? A TV station found out about us, and we got to be on television.
Great breaking news from Miss Frizzle's class.
As we left school, we asked our teacher, "Will the Earth really be okay, Miss Frizzle?" "I hope so," said the Frizz. "Our only chance is to work together. Every person, every city, every country."
The
The kids in Ms. Frizzle's class learned a lot on that wild school bus ride. If you have questions about global warming, go to the library near your house. There are many books that explain what global warming is and books filled with ideas about what we and our families can do to help this planet, our home, and the home of all the plants and animals and people we love. Here's a little riddle to help you on your way. Why did the gardener plant a light bulb? She wanted to grow a green power plant.
Check it in, check it out would not be possible without the support of the Elgin County Library and the Mennonite Community Services of Elmer, Ontario. You can listen to Check It In, Check It Out at 105.9 FM Radio DeBrigg on Mondays and Wednesdays at 5.
Thank you, Magnus, and thanks to all our listeners. I'm Julie Berry. Have a great week.
Out the door we danced and sang, the whole library rang. Oh, I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. I'm going down to the library.